Today's daf is Vachim daf Nun Vav, and we are two lines from the bottom of daf Nun Hey Amid Beis Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freda and Shloima Ben Chayaleah. So the introduction to today's daf, to the first half of today's daf, is that we know the Azara has a very special place in halacha. Specifically, le'in yonenu, kachi kadashim was only allowed to be eaten by zichrei kohuna in the Azara. Kachim kalim, you were able to shecht anywhere in the Azara. And somebody that's tameh was not allowed to enter the Azara. The Gemara is going to discuss the definition of Azara. Truth is that really, this discussion begins with a Mishnah Masechtas Midos. The Mishnah says that the Azara, and this is during Bayasheni, was 187 amos long by 135 amos wide. So the dimensions of the Azara were Kuf Pei Zayin by Kuf Lamed He. And at first glance, you would think it's back of the envelope arithmetic. If the Azara, Bizman Bayasheni, was Kuf Pei Zayin Al Kuf Lamed He, and the three aforementioned halachos are Negei Azara. So where are those three halachas Negei? Meaning, where could a Koyen eat Kachi Kadashim? Where could one Shecht Kachim Kalim? Where is it that if a Tamei would enter, it would be Chayiv Karis? It's that area that's Kuf Pei Zayin by Kuf Lamed He. Stating that, the first half of today's daf. Sok de Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of the great Shmuel, in Chayavim Mishum Tumah, someone is not Chayav Karas for entering the Mikdash in a state of Tumah. Ella al Oirech Meya Ushmeinim Vesheva al Reichiv Meya Veshloishim Vechamish. Unless he enters that area that we just mentioned in Masechtas Midos, the area that's 187 Amos long by 135 Amos wide. Tani Tanakh Meida Rav Nachman. There was a Tana that said in the presence of Rav Nachman, by the way, Kloli Hashas 101, Tani Tana Kameid Rav Nachman. There's no Tana that's talking to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's an Amora, he's a later Amora. A Tana in the context of the Amoraim is an Amora that used to teach Mishnayos and Braises. He's called a Tana not Al Shem the Gavra. He's called a Tana Al Shem the fact that he's a Baki in these in Yonim, he's a quote-unquote Sinai, he fakoifs different Mishnais and Brises than not everybody knew, and as a result, Yikarish Moi Bistrol Tan. But either way, there was an Amira who taught the following Mishnah to Rav Nachman. The Mishnah Midas that we just mentioned, Kol Azara Hoysa Kuf Pei Zayin Al Reich of Kuf Lamed He. The Azara was 187 Amos long by 135 Amos wide. Amale. So when Rav Nachman heard this, he told this Tana, Hachi Amale Abba, I'll tell you what I heard from my father. It's regarding this area. Kehanim Nechnasim L'Shem that Kehanim are allowed to eat Kachi Kadashim, v'shoichtem sham Kachim Kalim, that's the area that one can shecht Kachim Kalim, v'chayav mishum tumah, and that's the area that Tomei, if he were to enter, would be Chayiv Karas. So really, the daf begins with two statements from Amoraim. The first is Rav Yehud in the name of Shmuel, the second is Rav Nachman in the name of his father. They both said almost the same thing, and that is that when the Mishnah says in Masechtas Midos that the length of the Azara was 187 Amos, and the width of the Azara was 135 Amos, it's that area, and that area only, that the Hilchas Azara applies to. Rav Yehuda Mashmul said it regarding one halacha, that's Negeya the Azara, in Chayavim Mishum Tumah Ella, in that area. Rav Nachman said in the name of his father, it's Negeya three halachas regarding Azara. That's where the Kehanim are allowed to eat Kach Kedoshim, that's where you can check Kachim Kalim, and like Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that's the area that if a Tomei would enter, he would be Chayiv Karas. Another Klalei Ashas, before we go weiter, Rav Nachman is quoting his father. Who's Rav Nachman's father? The answer to that question is really the answer to another question, and that is, who is Rav Nachman? So we know throughout Shas, it's Machloikis, Rashi, and Tosfos, who Stam Rav Nachman was. Tosfos, and that's really the Pashtos, says that Stam Rav Nachman in Shas is Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. Rashi says a Chiddush, Stam Rav Nachman in Shas was Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Either way, according to Tosfos, when Rav Nachman says, Hachi Amali Abba, who's the Sifsois of Doivois Bekever? It's a Yidrab Yaakov. And according to Rashi, who's the Sifsois of Doivois Kavaris Bekever, it's a Yid Rav Yitzchak, which leads us into Chumash here, but we'll get to that later. But either way, so we have these two Amoyram that are both saying that this area, Masechtas Midos, which is Kuf Pei Zayin, by Kuf Lamed, hey, that's the area where all these halachas are going to be negayim. The Gemara asks the obvious question, Lamu'utei Mai, meaning, what exactly are the Amoyram being Mechadish? What are they adding to what we already didn't know? We know that the Azara was 187 by 135. We know that Tommy is not allowed to enter the Azara. We know that Kachim Kedoshim has to be eaten in the Azara. We know Kachim Kalim, you have to shecht in the Azara. Every single thing that is being used to come up with this halach is a Mefurish Mishnah. Everything is Zil Karbei Rav. Any kid in Cheder that learned Mishnayos would know this. There has to be some Chiddush. And specifically, just to touch the words, Lamu'utei, it sounds like the Amiram held that as much as the Mishnah says that the Azara was 187 by 135, but there's an area that maybe would also be considered part of the Azara. Thus, Sokadai Techamina, all these halachas would apply to that area as well. Kamash Balon that they're not going to. And the Gemara wants to know, what is that area? Says the Gemara. Is it coming to be mamayit? The chaloy noise, the windows, dalsois, the doors, and the thickness of the wall. Now, the Shita Mekubetzes takes out the word dalsois, so we're going to follow the gears of the Shita Mekubetzes. So, is it coming to be mamayit? The chaloy noise and the oivei achoimo. So, the chaloy noise would mean there were windows in certain parts of the walls of the Azara. Inside that window is not part of the 187 by 135. I can hear it's part of the Azara, but it's not part of those dimensions. And the reason is because the 187 by 135 is the inside part of the Azara. It's from the inside of one wall to the inside of the other wall. If you take the thickness of the walls into account, it's actually going to be a little bit longer. It's going to be a little bit wider. So what would be if a Tommy would go into the Chaloin of the Azara? Or if a Kohen would sit in that Chaloin with his legs dangling and he would eat the Kachi Kadashim? Or if somebody would somehow do a Shechita over there? So maybe what the Miram are coming to say, that you could have thought that that area is considered Azara, Kamash one that it's not. Additionally, the Ovei Achoyma would mean if the person was standing on top of the wall. It's the same difference. You're not in the Kuf Pei Zayin by Kuf Lamed. Is that what the Amiram will come into your mind? It can't be. You know why, Tonino? Because it's a Mefurish, a Mishnah that says just the opposite. And this Mishnah is a Masechtas Psochim. Hachaloino is the Ovei Achoyma Kilifnim. Meaning, as much as it's not part of the Kuf Pei Zayin by Kuf Lamed, but it is still considered part of the Azara. So the Gemara says, maybe what the Amiram will come into your mind with a Lishkais. So the Lishkais were mentioned at the end of the previous staff. And these were chambers. So we're familiar with all these different types of chambers that existed in the Azara, and could be those lishkois you would have had a havamina should be considered part of the Azara regarding all these halachas. Kamash one, it's not. But the Gemara says, which lishkois are we referring to? If we're talking about lishkois that were built bachol, meaning outside of the Azara, but they opened into the Azara, meaning the way to get to the lishko was through the Azara, that psuchas lakodesh, they have this entrance way that goes directly into the Azara. Well, if that's what it's coming to be, can't be. But now, because that's also a Mishnah that says Fakert, this Mishnah is a Masechtas Maaseh Sheni that says Toichen Kodesh, that those Lishkois actually were treated like the Azara. So they are like the Azara. And again, as much as they're not part of the Kuf Pei Zayin by Kuf Lamed Hei, we see that they're considered part of the Azara. Now, the Gemara is going to be mefalful more about the Lishkois that were Bnuyes Bachol Upsuches Bakodesh. It's interesting, the Gemara is never even going to entertain that maybe what Amiram were coming to be Mamayit were the Lishkois that were Bnuyes Bachol and they were Psuches Bachol. That would seem to be an obvious lama'uta. You have these lishkois, they're somewhat ancillary to the Azara. Then apsuches lakodesh, so it's not contradicted by that Mishnah Masechtas Maaseh Sheni. The ensuing discussion, as we're about to see, is going to be completely non-applicable. And maybe that's what they're coming to be mamai. So the Rishonim say that the problem with that is that those lishkois, being that they were benuyos b'chol and they were psuches b'chol, it's so poshet that they're not part of the Azara. Yeah, maybe if you look at it with fleshig ha'oigen, you would say, I don't know, maybe it's part of the Azara. But we do know it's not part of the Azara. And the only havamina that the lishkois have benuyos b'chol, again, their Bnuya Yitzbachol could be part of the Azara, is if they're Psuches HaKodesh. So that's why the Gemara doesn't even entertain the Lishkois HaBnuya Yitzbachol or Psuches HaKodesh, because it's so obvious. The only Lishkois that maybe would be coming to be Mamayit is if they're Psuches HaKodesh, and that's a problem. It can't be with being Mamayit that, because it's a Mefurish Mishnah that says Toichen Kodesh. And for the Gemara Midrabana, maybe that Mishnah in Masechtas Maaseh Sheni means Midrabana, meaning Midrabanan, the halacha is that it's going to be considered kodesh. But midairaisa not, and be that midairaisa not, I'm a wrong. We're talking on a dairaisa level. But the Gemara says, is that true? Udairaisa, leba tanya. We have a price if it is. Lishkais benuyois pachol upsuches hakodesh. So the price is specifically addressing this case. Menachem cannab the chdasim lisham. Had you not the cannab allowed to enter, but uchlan shom kacha kadashim, the shari mincha. That the kohanim are allowed to eat kachi kadashim and the shiore mincha. Now, kachi kadashim had to be eaten in the azara. The shiore mincha also had to be eaten in the azara. How do we know that? It's a pasuk in the Torah. But really, the svara behind it is because the mincha was kachi kadashim, right? So if the mincha is kachi kadashim and kachi kadashim has to be eaten in the azara, so that's pashit that kachi kadashim and shiore mincha come together in this case. It says the braisa, how do you know that kachi kadashim and shiori mincha were allowed to be eaten even in the lishkois that were bnuyos b'chol u'psuchas hakodesh? Tamalo, I know from a pasuk. It says b'chatzar oyel moed yoichlua. So we have to see the whole pasuk. The pasuk is in Vayikra Perek Vav Pasuk Tes. It's talking about the shiori mincha. It says v'hanoiseres mimena yoichlu aharin uvanav. The leftover of the mincha should be eaten by Aharon Uvanav, right? Shiori mincha had to be eaten by the kehanim. Matzois teyachel, they should be eaten in a form of matzois. B'makim kadosh, we're in a place of kedusha. B'chatzar oyel moed yoichlu, and they should eat it in the chatzar oyel moed. Chazal were bothered with the redundancy of this pasuk. They should eat it b'makim kadosh, which means the azara, and then the Torah says b'chatzar oyel moed yoichlu, which means the azara. So why did the Torah have to tell it to me twice? Says the Braisa, it's coming to be marpa. Not only the azara, but even the lishkois that were benuyos b'chol and psuches lakodesh. And in the words of the Braisa, Torah rips. The Shita Mukbetzes takes out the word achas. But Hatayra Ripsachat Seiris Harbe, Eitzel Achilo. The Torah was coming to be marba that not only could you eat it b'makom kodesh in the Kuf Pei Zayin al Kuf Lamed Hei, but even b'chatzar oil moed, even in those lishkais, you'd be able to eat it as well. But what do you see from here? You see that the lishkais that Abnuyas Bachoyla, Psuchas Lakodesh, have a din of Azara, and not only Midir Rabbanon, they have a din of Azara Midir Raisis. You can't tell me Rav Yudah Shmuel Rav Nachman, the name of his father, who coming to be Mema'ed when they said that the Azor is Kuf Pei Zayin al Kuf Lamed Hei. These Lishkois, it's a Mefurish, a Mishnah that says Toichen Kodesh, and it's a Mefurish, a Braisa that learns this halacha from a Pasuk, which makes it a Din Dei Raisa. So you can't even be Mechalik between the Rabbanim and the Raisa, Lachura Abam Bekasha, Omar Rava, so Rava said the Teretz. He said, La'achilo Shani, you have to say that Enochinami. As it relates to Achivo, as it relates to Kehanim that have to eat their kachi kadashim in the azara, there it's lav dafka kuf pei zayin al kuf lamed hei, and that halacha is going to be true even for the lishkois habnuyos b'chol u'psuchas hakodesh. But it's only for achila; it's not for shaar dvarim. And what's the reason? Gzeiros hakasav. By achila, I have a chatzar oyel moed yoichlua. I play ribs of chatzeros harbe, but it's only with regards to achila. As it relates to tumma, or as it relates to shchitas kachim kalim, over there you're not going to have that halacha. So in other words, Rava had to defend the Amoraim, and the way he defended them was by saying that as much as the Amoraim are saying that the Lishkos HaBnuyos B'chol U'Psuchas HaKodesh are not considered Azara, Lemute Mai, Lemute that, isn't it Keneged a Mishnah? Isn't it a Keneged a Braisna? The answer is yes. However, the Mishnah and the Braisna are talking specifically about Achila, and these Amoraim were not talking about Achila. Now, the truth is, before we go weiter, we have to revisit what the Amoraim said. Right? Let's look at what the Amoraim said. Amar Rav Yudah Mashmul, Ein Chayav Mishum Tumo. These lishkas. He only said it about tumah. Definitely is matim with what Rava said. When Rav Nachman said in the name of his father, Hacha Amali Yapa, he said, "Kegoin zeh this area of Kupay Zayin of Kuf Lamed Hey, Kehanim Nichnasim L'Sham Va'Oichlin Sham Kachik Adashim. Oops, V'Shoichlin Sham Kachim Kalim V'Chayavim Mishom Tumah." He said it regarding Tumah. He said it regarding Shchitas Kachik Kalim, but he also said it regarding Achila. We just said that Amiram never meant it regarding Achila, but the Teretz in Pshat Tov is very poshut. Avada. The area of Kuf Pei Zayin or Kuf Lamed Hei is an area that Kehanim Anichnasim L'Sham Va'Oichlin Sham Kachik Kedoshim. What we're saying is that in the Loshin Kegoin Zeh, there's a Mir to be had. And the Mir is Dapke here and not there. The Mir is only negated the latter two things that Rav Nachman said in the name of his father. Again, it's not a full statement as it relates to Achila. It's just that that dirk, that inference, is not going to be true regarding Achila, because as it relates to Achila, the lishkos that Abnuyos B'chol U'Psuchas HaKodesh are going to be treated really like Kodesh. But the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, Avala Inyan Tumah. You're telling me that as it relates to Tumah, these lishkos Abnuyos B'chol U'Psuchas HaKodesh are not considered Azara. And that's Pshat and Rav Yudah Mashmul, and that's part Pshad in Rav Nachman, the name of his father, Tanya. There's another brayso. So Lishkos Abnuis Bechol B'Sum Tzachoidish, as it relates to these Lishkos. Peihanim Nechnasam L'Sham. The Oichlin Sham Katshe Gadashim. The Kehanim are allowed to enter, and they're allowed to eat Katshe Gadashim. Right? This is already Tzindritim, all that we see there. We had it in the Mishnah, in Masechtas Maaseh Sheni Toichen Kodesh. We had it in the Braisa that brought a Pasuk, and here you have it already for the third time. Okay, so far there's no Chiddush over here. This is not a steer to anything, because, yeah, we know Achila Sheni. It's based on a Pasuk. The Ain't Sheichten Sham Katshim Kalim. You now let a Shechtir Katshim Kalim. This is also good, right? Because that's what the Amiram want. They want Achila Sheni, but as it relates to everything else, it's Davka Kuf Pei Zayin or Kuf Lamed Hei. The problem is the next words. V'chayav Mishum Tomo. Yechayiv Mishum Tomo. So it's a Mefurish Abraisa that even with regards to Tomo, even with regards to Tomo, what's the halacha? The halacha is that these Lishkois are going to be considered Kodesh, and if that's the case, we have a real kasha. Now, why do we have a real kasha? Well, as it relates to Rav Yudah Mashmul, he said Mefurish, in Chayav Mishum Tumah. And we're explaining that he's coming to be Mechadish, these Lishkois. Here you have a Mefurish of Raisa that says Chayav Mishum Tumah. What about Rav Nachman, the name of his father? So there you can technically give Zechanetza. Because just like we said when he said Achila, it could be the Lemute is Lav Dafka, could be as it relates to Tumah, it's also Lav Dafka. We would have been again that could go into Lemute ain't Shaykhtim, which is Taka, what the Raisa says. So Lechurin, Cheshben, the kasha is a kasha more on Rav Yudah Mashmul than Rav Nachman, the name of his father, but either way, it's a problem in the sugya because we're trying to say that could be achila shiny, and here you have mefurish that chayavim yishum tuma. But the Gemara says like this: Lav Amrit, doesn't the Braisa say ein shoichten? Right? It says ein shoichten in the Braisa. No, if it says ein shoichten, tani nami ein chayavim, then it makes sense that you should say ein chayavim as well. So this needs a little bit of help from Rashi. The Gemara is tiny that really it doesn't make any sense why there should be a difference between Shechita and Tumah, as it relates to these Lishkos. Meaning, Bishloima, you want to tell me there's a chiluk between Achila versus Shechita and Tumah? That makes sense. It's based on a pasuk. Talmud loima b'chatzar oyel moed yechlua, hatoyer ribsno, chatzay resarbe. But what would be the svar in the world to say that these Lishkos are not considered Azara with regards to Shechita, but they are considered Azara with regards to Tumah? It makes absolutely no sense. It so much doesn't make sense that there must be some Hagor that needs to be made. Something's off with the Gersa, and we need to change something. Either we have to make Ein Shoichtem into Shoichtem so it'll be consistent with the halachas of Tumah, or you have to say that there's no problem of Tumah, which will make it consistent with the laws of Shechita, Ein Shoichtem. But you have no choice but to go one way. Says the Gemara, Mitoy Chaymer HaKushya, that we have on the Amayraim, I think what we should say is, Tani Nami Ein Chayavim. We'll say that the price doesn't mean Chayavim, it really means Ein Chayavim. And if it means Ein Chayavim, then not only is this price, I'll just speak this out, Geshmak, a Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, but to the contrary, it's actually a Tanya de Messayele to Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul. And by the way, to say it even more stark, not only is it a Tanya de Messayele to Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul, it's a Tanya de Messayele to Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul with Rav Shtekel Torah. That as much as Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul said as Halacha regarding Tumah of Achila Shani, and that's mamish what the Braisa is saying. The Braisa is exactly the sugya up until this point. What the Braisa is saying is Lishkes Abnuis Bechol Abzuchas Hakodesh Kehanim Nechnasan L'Sham Va'ichl Sham Katchi Kedashim based on a Pasuk. Abi Ve'ein Sheichten Sham Katchim Kalim. Why? Because it's not part of the Kuf Pei Zayin by Kuf Lamed Hei, and not v'chayavim yishum tumah, but rather ein chayavim yishum tumah. Again, because it's not part of the kuf peizayin of kuf lamed. But either way, you want to ask me a kasha from this braisa, it's muchach, there's an edit that has to be had. And if that's the case, why not just make the edit to make it all work? Make literally it all work, even with Rava's merits. And if that's the case, there's no kasha. But the Gemara says it's not muchach what you're saying. The whole premise to change a braisa, right? As much as we say that you can change braises sometimes, definitely more so than you can mishnayis, but this is like a last resort, ben benoishal last resort. It's not something you do unless you're forced into doing it. In this braise, no, we feel like we're forced into doing it because it makes no sense that the halacha should be ein shoichten b'chayavim yishum tumah. But the Gemara says, I disagree with that whole premise. I'll explain to you very clearly why the halacha could be ein shoichten b'chayavim yishum tumah, and this is really where it segues from yesterday's daf. Says the Gemara, bishlami ein shoichten, I'll tell you why the halacha would be ein shoichten, because it'd be in the kinegad pesach v'lech. Because it's halacha that shechitas kachem has to be kinegad pesach. These lishgois that are bnuyos b'chol, even though they're psuchas hakodesh, but they're on the side, they're not connected the Pesach. And being that they're not connected the Pesach, so it's for that reason the halacha is that in Shoichten, ele in Chayavim amai, but as it relates to in Chayavim, over there, there's no svara of Keneged HaPesach, and if there's no svara of Keneged HaPesach, so there's no reason to assume that the halacha would be in Chayavim. So if I care, Lo'ilam, I'll tell you that the halacha would be Chayavim, and just like you find that you can eat the Kachi Kadosh from there, so maybe the halacha would be Chayavim as well, and if that's the case, you can have a kasha. Meaning, if it's muchach to make a haggah, either in Shoichten or in Chayavim, so we'll make the haggah in Chayavim, and we'll make it matim with Rav Yehuda Mashmul. But kind of the Gemara, it's not muchach at all. It's not muchach. Again, you could explain it, but it's not muchach from the Braisa. Why is it not muchach from the Braisa? Because the whole hechrich was, how could it be ain't shaychten v'chayavim mishum tumah? I'll tell you very simple. Because these lishkeis lo'olam, I'll tell you, have a din of kodesh. V'horaya, you see, regarding achila, b'chatzar pesach o'yomoyed yoichlua. It's not a din in achila dafka. Right, I'll tell you, it has a regular din of kodesh. I want to know why ain't shaychten, because when it comes to shchit, this is a special din that it has to be. Pesach o'yomoyed. But the Gemara says that being that there's no hechrich to make the haggah, because I could rationalize why it would be ain't shaychten v'chayavim. So if that's the case, you have no gerech to make the haggah. And if you have no gerech to make the haggah, then hajr kushal u'duchte. But the Gemara says, I disagree with you. You can't say that pshat in this braisa is that the reason ain't shoichten is not because it's not kodesh b'kedushas hazara. It is kodesh b'kedushas hazara. That's why you can eat kachi kedashim there, and that's why chayavim mishum tuma. The reason ain't shoichten is because it's not connected pesach koyim moed. Because if that's the case, litamech ain't shoichten milo yaskin and ikar shchita connected a pesach. Aren't we talking even in a lishka where it is connected a pesach? I mean, you tell me ain't shoichten because it's not connected a pesach. As if to say it can't be talking about where there was a lishka that was connected a pesach. It can't be. Meaning, it's poshut, it has to also be talking about where it's connected to Pesach. And I'll tell you why. The Elek, because if not, my itzterich, then what do I even need this brisa for? Meaning, even the Azorah Gufa, where it's not connected to Pesach, the Allah is ain't Shoichten. See, you tell me the whole pshat in this brisa ain't Shoichten is, it's connected to Pesach, it makes no sense. Because even in the Azorah Gufa, this brisa is coming to teach the Lishkais Abnuyas Bachol Upsuchas Bakoidish. And it's telling me that when it comes to Shechita, it's ain't Shoichten. Even Lechaira, where all other things are okay, checks off every other box. The only issue is it's not Kuf Peizai, not Kuf Lamedei. It's part of these Lishkais. And you tell me that Allah is ain't Shoichten. That means Be'etzim it's not considered Makom Azorah. If it's Be'etzim not considered Makom Hazorah, then why should it be considered the Makom Hazorah as it relates to Tumah? Ella, you must say, right? You have no choice. You have to say that there's an edit that has to happen. Meaning, Ella, Afa Gavta Koshocha Kenegada Pesach, even though it's Kenegada Pesach, Tony ain't Shoichten, the Lachas ain't Shoichten, why Mishum to like Kaddish, Valsefelting Kedusha? Well, if it doesn't have Kedusha Zazor regarding Shchit and Tony Nami ain't Chayavim, then it makes perfect sense to make the Haggah and say Ein Chayavim as it relates to Tumah as well. And like this, Hakol Yavo Yom Lekoyim Bashalim. So again, Lo'olam, Om Rav Yehuda Mashmul, Rav Nachman, the name of his father, when they said that the Azorah is Dafka Kuf Pei Zayin Al Kuf Lamed Hey, what they were coming to be Memayit was not Oyveya Chaloinois, it was not the Oyveya Koisel. What they were coming to be Memayit were the Lishkois, Habnuyois, Bachol, Upsuchois, Makoidesh. And what they were saying was that inasmuch as we find that those lishkois have kedushas hazara, right? Let's say it a little geshmaker now. They have kedushas hazara with regards to achila because it's a mishnah in Ma'aseh Sheni that says toichen kodesh, and it's a brisa that learns it from a pasuk hatoyru ripsa chaseris harbe b'chatzar oyel moed yechlua. After the Torah already said toyacha b'makom kodesh, that's only with regards to achila. But as it relates to shchitas kachem kalim, and as it relates to tuma, nah. Isn't it a mefurish b'raisa that says that regarding those lishkois chayavim mishum tuma? If you have the girsa like that, the answer is yes. However, this is a b'raisa that's einoy oimer elo darsheni. Really, it requires an edit. It requires a haggah. The haggah is in chayavim, and if the haggah is in chayavim, then faker. The b'raisa is not a kasha on the amiram, but it's a tanya de misayelohu that even though with regards to achila we treat it as a makom kodesh, but with regards to shchita, nothing to do with kineged pesach. With regards to shchita, it's not a makom kodesh, and with regards to Tumah, it is not a Makom Kodesh, which is precisely what these Amoraim said. Says the Gemara. One thing that emerged from the Shakla V'Tayyah, Mibein Hashurois, that we just said, is that as much as there's a halacha that Shchitas Kachem has to be Keneged HaPesach, but there's no halacha that Achilas Kachem has to be Keneged HaPesach. Where do you see that? Because Mar entertained the Tzad that maybe the Lishkois habnuis b'chol l'psuchas l'kodesh have a din of a makom kodesh regarding everything. It'd be a problem with the Amayram that the Taf began with, but maybe has a din of a makom kodesh regarding everything, stating that in Shoichten, because those lishkois are not keneged HaPesach. Now, if the halach is that Achilas Kachem also has to be keneged HaPesach, well, that would then mean that you can't eat Kachem in those lishkois either. For the same reason, in Shoichten, it would be Ein Oichlen. And the same Braisa that said in Shoichten, where the Gemara had a Havamina, it's because it's not keneged HaPesach, said Oichlen. That means when the Gemara's just entertaining the tzad of the issue in this braisa is keneged HaPesach, and it has no problem with the halacha being oichlin, zaysay meres, the Gemara is of the opinion that this din of keneged HaPesach is only true with regards to shchita. It's not true with regards to achila, and the Gemara is going to have two kashas with this. One from a braisa, and the other from a pasuk. First, the braisa. Vatanya, afraid the Gemara. Is that true? When it comes to achila, there's no halacha in the keneged HaPesach, but we learned in a braisa. Rabbi Yossi, and if this braisa sounds familiar, because it was in yesterday's daf, shnei pishpish and hoy bevesa chalifois, so there were these two small doors that were by the Beis HaChalifah. So the Beis HaChalifah, that was the room where all the chalifs were, where all the knives were. Goyvan Shmoina, and these pishpishin were 8 amas tall, and the reason that they were there was kidei lahachshir es ha'azara, la'achilas kachim kadashim, u'lashchitas kachim kalam. So the longer version of this Gemara was yesterday's daf. But for now, if you remember, the Gemara said that by having these doors, you were able to create a situation where the lishka would now be Pesach HaYomayit. So what? So now, you'd be able to eat Kachik Kadashim there, and you'd be able to Shecht Kachim Kalim there. What does it sound like from the Braisa? That you need Keneged HaPesach, hence this construction, so that you should Shecht Kachim Kalim. Okay, that we know, but also that you should be able to eat Kachik Kadashim. So it's a Mefurisha Braisa that even Achilas Kachik Kadashim requires Keneged HaPesach. I'm Ravina. Ravina said it's a great Kasha, but I have even a better Teret. Sami Mikan Achila. Just erase the word Achila, right? Can't beat that. And if you take out the word Achila, well, obviously, the whole Kasha is not a Kasha. But now the Gemara asks a Kasha from a Pasuk. Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, Bashlu es habasar Pesach oyel moed v'sham toichlu oisai. So this pasuk is talking about the karbonis that were brought during the shivas yemei hamiluim, vayikra perek ches. And the pasuk says that they brought these special karbonis, and then they were told that this is a harin uvanov that they had to cook the basar and eat it by the Pesach of the Oyel Moed. So it's a Mefurash Pasuk that when you're eating Kachim, you have to eat it, Pesach Oyel Moed. But the Gemara says, Kach Yisha Shaini, that was a special carbon. Those carbonates would never be brought again. And as a result, as it relates to Kach Yisha, so there could be this din, it has to be connected to Pesach Oyel Moed. But you can't bring a Raya to Kach Yisha from something that's only Kach Yisha. Exhale. This concludes the first part of today's daf. The second part of today's daf is very lomdish. This is an often quoted sugya in the world of Mesechta Zvachim, and it's the sugya of Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sacham. So, high level, we know the halacha. The halacha is that karbonis had to be brought during the day in the event that Kohen did a Shechita, Kabbalah, Hilacha, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then he looks outside and it's Shkia. The sun is setting. At that point, the dam becomes pasul, and as a result, you'll never be able to do a zrika with that dam. Now, we're familiar with the concept of lina, right? So, in Murim, for example, that are left out overnight, by the next morning, they become pasul lina. But that's when it goes over a night, by the next morning, there's a psul lina. Basar is shayach to psul lina, right? How do we refer to basa that was lan? We call it noisar. It has a special name with a special chaymer of karis if somebody eats from it. So this is the lina equivalent thereof of dam. But it becomes possible not b'meshach halayla, not after 2 days and a night, but rather dam nifsal b'shkir sacham. So as soon as the sun sets, at that point this dam becomes possible. What the makar is and what are some of the ramifications of this? That is the balance of today's daf. So the hilgi gemara. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avudimi. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avudimi said, "How do you know that dam becomes possible?" You know it from the following pasuk. Now we'll read the whole pasuk. It says, "In neder einadava zevach karboni." In the event that somebody brought a carbon and the carbon was a neder or a nadava. Now the pasuk is about to describe the dine achil of this carbon, which means that what kind of neder or nedava, is it? It's a shlomen, right? Because a neder or nedava can be either an oil or a shlomen. An oil is like kala. It's not eaten. So back of the envelope arithmetic, process of elimination, right? It's pretty straightforward. By definition, this must be carbon shlomen. So we're talking about a shlomen. So the Torah says, b'yoyim hakrivoy es zivchoy yeyachel. The person that brings the shlomen can eat it on the day that he brought it, meaning the day that you bring the carbon, you can eat it. Umi machras, and you can eat it the next day as well. V'hanoyser mimenu, this is an interesting word. In fact, it's a tricky word. V'hanoyser, and anything that's left over on that second day, mimenu yeyachel, you're allowed to eat from it as well. Essentially, what the Torah is telling us in a long-winded way is that kachim kalim, which we already knew, such as the carbon shlomim, is eaten for 2 days and a night. So what's the halacha of a shlomim? B'yoy makrive ezivche yeyachel, the day that you brought it, umi machras, and the next day as well. When it says in the Torah, v'anoyse mimenu yeyachel, it doesn't mean when it's possible, noyse chalila. Once it's possible, noyse, if somebody would eat from it, he would be chayiv karas. V'anoyse means it was left over for the second day. The Ramban, we have read on this from the last machzer, says that you see the Torah refers to Basar Kachim day two as Noiser. And he's Mechich from here that there's a mitzvah lechatchila to eat Basar Kachim the first day, even by Kachim Kalim, which is technically eaten for 2 days and a night. What's the raya from the fact that the Torah refers to it as Noiser? How do you use that word Noiser? Noiser is like saying piggle, right? How could you invoke a word like that and then say you can go ahead and eat it? Says the Ramban, it's Muchach that on some level it's a shtickel Noiser. This is a not Noiser that you're allowed to eat. But either way, says the Gemara, I'm ready to Avdimi. This pasuk that's talking about what? It's talking about the zman achila of a carbon shlamim. The zman achila of kachim kalim is the makar that dam is zivsel b'shkiyas acham. Where do you see it? Because it says b'yoy makrivoy es zivcha yeyachel. Hakrivoy means zrika. Zivchoy means shchita, and we learn from here, b'yoyim sh'ata zevech ata makriv, b'yoyim sh'ata zevech ata makriv, b'yoyim hakriva yezivchoy, that the yoyim hakrova has to be the yoyim hazvicha. So if I shecht it today, I have to do the zrika today. But once the sun sets, it's not today anymore, it's already tomorrow, and being that it's already tomorrow, so it's not the yoyim hazevech, tam nifsel b'shkiyas acham. Faith in Gemara, how could I use this pasuk to teach me a halacha of dam nifsel b'shkia? I'm ibay leila gufe. I need it for the ikra halacha. Tap Rashi on amid base. Lulam is man achila shlame b'yem zvichasi umimachras. This is a very important pasuk. Every word, every syllable in this pasuk is needed to teach me the ikra halacha that kachim kalim is eaten for 2 days and a night. There's nothing extra over here to teach me a new halacha. Says the Gemara, no, because im kein oy bazoi name a kra. B'yoyim zivcha yeyachal. Hakrivay lamali. Why did Torah have to say b'yoyim hakrivoy ezivchoy? It could have just said b'yoyim zivchoy. The word hakrivoy is extra. Shmami, no, it's coming to teach me halach and hilch hazriko. B'yoyim sh'at ezevech at the makro. B'yoyim sh'at ezevech at makro. Meaning, you're right. The ikker part of this pasuk is something that's very, very needed. But the word hakrivoy, that's extra. Torah didn't have to say that. And the fact that the Torah mentioned the word hakrivoy must be to teach me this halach. But the Gemara says v'domo, maybe not. Maybe the whole pasuk is coming to tell me this manachilo of kachim kalim. And you want to know why the Torah told me hakrivoy? I'll tell you what. Because hachi kam rachman, it's what the Torah means to say. Ikar of dam ho'itno. If you're going to do this zrika today, then nisachel basar ho'itno. You can eat the basar today, ulamachar, and the next day. Meaning you have 2 days to eat it. And ikar of dam lamachar. And maybe what the Torah is saying by saying b'yoyim hakrivoy is that if you would do this zrika tomorrow, then nisachel basar lamachar, you'd be able to eat the basar tomorrow, uliyoyim ha'uchra, and the day after that. Meaning maybe the reason the Torah is telling me b'yoyim hakrivoy is because the 2 days is totally not in the yoyim hazvicha, it's totally in the yoyim hakrova. It's telling the yoyim hazrika. So the kash is, why are you telling me akriva once you tell me zivcha? I'll tell you why. Because la'olam dam is not nifsel b'shkiyas achama, which means the zvicha and the zrika can happen on 2 different days. And kamash v'lon the pasik that the 2 days and a night is totally not on the yoyim hazvicha, it's totally in the yoyim hakrova. So the Gemara says, I hear. If that were the case, I can live with that. But Imkain, if that's what the pasuk was coming to say, Ne makra b'yoyim hakrivoy yeyachal, then it should have only said b'yoyim hakrivoy zivchay lamali. Why did Torah tell me zivchay? Again, the ikur pasuk is coming to tell me this man achila shlom. You want to tell me the reason it mentioned hakrivoy is because it's totally in the hakrivoy. Okay, then why you tell me zivchay? Why do you have to tell me zivchay and hakrivoy? If it's totally in the Zman Azvicha, so don't tell me Akrivoy. And if it's totally in the Zman Akrova, then don't tell me Zivchoy. Why did the Torah tell me both? Shema Mino, there's a drasha that's coming to be makish. The Zvicha and the Zrika, it's coming to be mash for them. And to teach me, B'yoyim sh'ata zeveach atom akrivoy, B'yoyim sh'i ata zeveach, I atom akrivoy. This is the Makarta, the greatest halacha of Dam Nipsal, Bishkias Hacham, Zok the Gemara. And this next Gemara reads a little bit like a Minchas Chinuch. Itmar, Hamachashiv Shlishi, if a Kohen does the Shechita of Kachem Kalin, and he had a Machsheves Pigel. The Machsheves Pigel was your classic Machsheves Pigel that he is going to eat the Basar Chutz Lizmanai. And the Zman that he had in mind that he's going to eat the Basar was La'ar Shlishi. It was the night after the second day. So again, Kachem Kalim is eaten for 2 days and a night. So the first day, you could eat it. That night, you could eat it. The following day, you could eat it. The night after that, you can't eat it anymore. So if somebody would have a machshava to eat the basar then, would that be a machsheves pigul or not? Says the Gemara, Chizkiya ma kosher. Chizkiya says, no, it would be kosher. Rabbi Yochanan ma pasul. Rabbi Yochanan says that it would be pasul. Chizkiya ma kosher. Chizkiya says it would be kosher. Why? L'chayro, it's chutz l'zmanai, right? At this point, it's already noisar. You're not allowed to eat the basar anymore. So if you're not allowed to eat the basar, you had a mind to eat the basar chutz l'zmanai. But the reason it's going to be kosher is the law in tiklis reifa. Because at the end of the day, there's no mitzvah sreifas noisar yet at that point. Because although it's noisar technically from the standpoint that you're not allowed to eat it, but the mitzvah sreifa, that's not something that happens until the next morning. As we'll see soon, the Gemara is going to learn that from a pasuk. I mean that the mitzvah sreifa with the noisar doesn't happen until the next morning, so it's not really noisar. And if it's not really noisar, so therefore it's not considered chutz l'zman. Rabbi Yochanan apostle, Rabbi Yochanan said it's going to be pasul the ha'itchile me'achila, and the reason is because you can't eat it. And being that you can't eat it, it's considered chutz l'zmanai, and that's enough for it to be a problem. So the Arsh Lishi, that next night, again, the first day, it's night, second day, and the following night, we're referring to the Arsh Lishi. Why are we calling it the Arsh Lishi? Because it's the eve of what would be the third day. You have 2 days that you're allowed to eat it. This is the eve of the third day. If a kohen would have a machshava to eat the basar then, would it be a machshavas chutz l'zmanai, or would it not be a machshavas chutz l'zmanai? What are the two tzadim? It's chutz l'zmanai. You're not allowed to eat the basar there. But then again, it's not yet at the point where the Torah says that you have to treat it like regular basar that's chutz l'zmanai, which we know as noiser, with a chiyuv sreifa. So you're not allowed to eat it, but it's not nishlam yet. It's noiser kite because there's no din sreifa. So do you treat it as chutz l'zmanai or not? Chizkiya said kosher. It's not chutz l'zmanai. Why? Because at the end of the day, lo yintek l'sreifa. Rabbi Yochanan said pasul. Why? Because at the end of the day, do itchile me'achila. Says the Gemara another shayla. Ichal or shlishi. What would be if somebody eats from a carbon? Kosher carbon, but he ate it la'ar shlishi that third night. Again, we said you're not allowed to, right? But let's say somebody went ahead and he did it anyways. Chizkiya said potter. You would be potter from what? From the chi of karas. Meaning it's not considered noiser, and being that it's not considered noiser, that chimer of karas that somebody has, if he eats noiser, you're not going to have. And the reason is the lo'intik l'sreifa. This is Chizkiya l'shitasai. Chizkiya views basa kachem that third night as not regular noiser, and as a result, you're not going to be chayiv karas. Rebichon says chayiv itchile. Because at the end of the day, you're not allowed to eat it. If you're not allowed to eat it, that means it is noiser. And if it is noiser, well, that's the case, then it's going to be a problem. You're going to be chayiv karas as well. So really, two machloikas in between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, they both seem very much tali zebezeh with regards to basar kachem kalim la'or shlishi, the eve of what would be the third day. Do we treat it like regular noiser? Do we treat it like a regular chutz l'zmanai or not? On the one hand, you're not allowed to eat the basar then, but then again, there's no din sreifa until the following morning. Chizkiya said, I don't view this as regular noiser. L'may nafkemina, if someone would have a machshava to eat the basar then, it's not considered a machshava of chutz l'zmanai. If somebody would physically eat it, he violated the zman of when you're supposed to eat it. There is some isser involved, but at the same time, a chiyuv karas there wouldn't be. Rabbi Yochanan says, at the end of the day, it's not the zman achil of this carbon. Therefore, a machshava would be a machshavas chutz l'zmanai, and it is noiser. As much as there's no din sreifa yet, it is noiser, and it's for that reason, if somebody would eat from it, he would be chayiv karas. Zok the Gemara, Tanya kavosid Rabbi Yochanan, a braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan's hashkofa as relates to this halacha. Kachem anachalum liyoyim echad. Kachem that's allowed to be eaten for one day. So let's just back up for 1 second before we start this braisa. So again, we're talking about kachem kalim now. Kachem kalim can be eaten for 2 days and a night. That's in contrast to kachi kadashim, which is eaten for a day and a night. Right? So let's get this clear. Just if we can visualize it, makes this braisa very simple. Kachi kadashim, kayin's brought a carbon at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The basar you could eat from now until the end of the day. Additionally, that entire night you could eat it. Once the sun sets on the next morning, that's when you run into problems. If it was kachem kalim, you could eat it the rest of the day, you could eat it the whole night, you could even eat it the whole tomorrow. It's once the sun sets on tomorrow, that's when you're going to end up having a problem. So the Braisa now discusses all the halachas, side with kachem kadashim, side with kachem kalim. A very easy Braisa. Kachem anachal niyom echad, kachem that could be eaten only for a day. So mechashvin bedoma mishetishka hachamo. As it relates to a machsheves pigol of zrika chutz lezmanoi, what's the zman of when it's considered chutz lezmanoi? Mishetishka hachamo. And that's based on Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avudimi on Amar Aleph, who said, dam nefsel b'shkiyas hachamo. Ubifsarim uveimurim, if a kohen's going to have a machsheva chutz lezmanoi regarding eating the basar or being makted eimurim chutz lezmanoi, when would it be chutz lezmanoi? Mishniyala amud hashachar. Right, that's very poshut. You could eat it the whole night because kachik adashim, you could eat for a day and a night. You could be makted through it the whole night, right? Aktaras eimurim is k'sherim kol alayla. Where's that Mishnah? First Mishnah in Shas. Brachos daf beis amud aleph. Once the morning comes, it's already chutz lezmanoi, so it's posh. Then it's going to be already a chutz lezmanoi. So again, with regards to kachik kadashim, the chutz lezmanoi of the zrika is shkia sachama, dam nefsel b'shkia, and the chutz lezmanoi of the basar and of the emurim is mishayala amud hashachar. Kachim anachol l'shnei yom v'lay lachas. What about kachi kalim that can be eaten for 2 days and a night? So they're mechashvin b'damon mishetishka achama. As it relates to a mach Shava of pigol chutz lezmanoi, it's vayta tali in shkiyas hachama. Right, once the sun sets, at that point, it's already going to be considered chutz lezmanoi. Ube'emureyem, as it relates to the emurim, mishiyala amud hashachar. That's tali in amud hashachar. Why is it that tali in amud hashachar? Because the emurim of kachim kalim are the same as the emurim of kachim kadashim. You could be makdarit the rest of the day, the entire night, but by the next day of Adah, it's going to be pasul. Lina, at that point you wouldn't be able to be makdur anymore. Ubipsaran, and this is the punchline. This is the kind of basar Rabbi Yochanan. As it relates to the basar, it's mishetishka hachamish al shnei yamin. It's when the sun sets on the second day. What's the cheshbon? Because at that point you're not allowed to eat it anymore. And therefore, if you would have a machshava to eat it, then it would be a machshava chutz lezmane. Why is it right, Rabbi Yochanan? Because that's man, whether or not it's his man from machshava chutz lezmane regarding achilas basar, is the machleik shli. That was the machleik between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. Chizkiya said, Shlishi is kosher. Why? The lo intiklas reifa. Rabbi Yechon said, I don't care if it's intiklas reifa. The ma'is, I'm not allowed to eat it. It's a mafurish of braisa. Which part of the braisa? The last line of the braisa. That when it comes to kachem anachol m'shnei yom v'layla achas ubiv saron of machshava chutz lezmanoi with regards to its batzar, it's mishetishka achama. Not the first night. That's for the dam. It's mishetishka achama shel shnei yomim. It's when it's shkias achama ready for the second night. Tanu rabbanon. A braisa that elaborates on some of these halachas that we just saw. Yocha yucha yovin. You would think that kachem kalim could be eaten on that third night. I mean, we would take you for granted that you can't eat kachem kalim l'or shlishi. Machloikis chiske and Rabbi Yochanan, yichayv karis, nachayv karis. If you would have a machshava to eat it during that time, would it be a machshavas chutz lezmanoi? Would it not be a machshavas chutz lezmanoi? But one thing is for sure, you're not allowed to eat that. What's the makar? Says the Braisa, you would have thought that maybe you even could. You find zvachim that can be eaten for 1 day, and you find zvachim that can be eaten for 2 days. Just like when it comes to the zvachim that can be eaten for 1 day, we know the night follows it; it comes along with a night. Says the Braisa, you would think that even zvachim that can be eaten for 2 days, maybe the night afterwards. Meaning, mamotzinu. Kachi kadoshim, you get the night together with the day. So maybe when it comes to kachim kalim, you get the night as well. Talmud loymar. So it says in the pasuk, v'hanoyser ad yoim, and we learn from there, ba'oid yoim hu nechal, ve'enoy nechal or shlishi. So what's this pasuk? So first of all, the pasuk is in Vayikra Perek Yutes, pasuk vav. It says b'yoim zevchachem yeochel. You could eat a carbon on the day that you brought it, umi macharos, and the next day as well. Clearly, we're talking about kachem kalim. V'hanoyser ad yoim hashlishi, and anything that's left over by the third day, be'esh yisarif, has to be burnt. It's a little bit of a tricky pasuk and a little bit of a tricky drasha. Pashit, the way you read this pasuk is, be'yoim zevchachem yoyachol mimacharos. That's the zman that you're allowed to eat it. The next part of the pasuk, v'hanoyser ad yoim hashlishi be'esh yisarif, that's fine, you're not allowed to eat it. In fact, you have to burn it. Meaning, this v'hanoyser is talking about real bona fide noyser. As opposed to what? As opposed to the noyser that you have in Vayukra Perek Zayin pasuk. There it says, here it says, hence the dead giveaway, that noiser is the noiser that you're allowed to eat, the Ramban Shtikl Torah. This noiser is a regular noiser. Standing there, Chazal had a gshmak adik. Vanoiser bit Yoim Hashlishi be'esi sarif. Anything that's left over up until the third, no, whatever's left over on the third day, that you're supposed to go ahead and burn. Said Chazal, that even though Pshutei Shal Mikra of this Vahanoisa, right, in light of the other Vahanoisa, we can appreciate this Drash of Yishmak. Even though the Pshutei Shal Mikra of this Pasuk, Vahanoisa, is talking about Noisa that you're not allowed to eat, Faker. Vahanoisa ad Yom HaShlishi Be'eshi Sarif. And by the way, if somebody would eat it, even Bichayev Karis. But the word ad Yom is coming to teach me another way to dodge in this Pasuk. And that the word Vahanoisa is not the bad Noisa, but the word Vahanoisa is actually the good Noisa. And the way you read it is like this. B'yoyim Zivchachem Yeyachel. Mimachras, the Hanoiser, and whatever's left over, because the Mimachras, you remember in the other pasuk we called Hanoiser. Whatever's left over, you can eat ad yoyim. This is the end of the day, the ad bechlal. But once it's night already, at that point, you're not going to be able to eat it. The word ad yoyim is coming to tell me up until when I'm allowed to eat. And even though it says Vahanoiser ad yoyim, but I know the word noiser could mean what I'm not allowed to eat. Or the Torah already used as a precedent that Vahanoiser means anything that's left over on the second day when I actually am allowed to eat it. So again, the Pshutei Shal Mikra is Vahanoiser ad yoyim shlishi, whatever's left over on the third day, Be'ishi Sarif. But Chazal didn't like the word ad yoyim. They felt there was a drasha over here. Not they didn't like, but there was a drasha to be had. It's Eino Yoyim Elo Darsheni. So Chazal said Vahanoiser ad yoyim is referring to the Machros, the second day, and how much into the second day are you allowed to eat? Ad yoyim, bisoif yoyim. But once it's already Laila, at that point you wouldn't be able to. As much as, therefore, there would be some sort of mamatzinu to say that if Kachi Kedoshim, the night comes together with the day, so maybe here too, the night should come together with the day, Kamash Malon, that's really not the case. Continuing along in the Brice, so Yachal Yisarif Miyad, you would think that if you're not allowed to eat the Basar of Kachim Kalam at night, okay, so maybe there should be a mitzvah straight for right away. Now, that was also Muchach from the aforementioned Machlikas between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan, that as much as they both agreed that you're not allowed to eat Kachim Kalam that night, but there's no straight, that's why there was a Machlikas. That's why Chizkiyah holds that it's Achotz Hazmalik. That's why Chizkiyah holds that you're not going to be Chayiv Karis, because there's no straight until the next day. Even Rabbi Yochanan, he agrees with the premise, right? He doesn't say, I disagree with the premise. I agree. But at the same time, Lamaisa, it's not as manachila. Lamaisa is nicer. So you should be chayef. But either way, says the Brice of Eiter, you would have thought that you saw if miyad, that maybe at night really you could do sreif of a dinu, and it actually would make a lot of sense. This vachim that could be eaten for one day, and this vachim that could be eaten for 2 days. Just like when it comes to this vachim that's eaten for a day, take a flachila sreifa, right? When this man passes, that you're not allowed to eat it anymore, which is what? The morning after. Taloch is sreifa. So abz vachim, hanecholim l'shnei yomim, take a flachila sreifa. I mean that the sreif's man achila shkia, so maybe by shkia already there should be a mitzvah of sreifa. Talmud loyma. The Torah says this is an easy drasha. Vanoisa mipsar hazevach bayoyim hashlishi be'eshi sarif. The Torah says you do it during the day. Bayoyim, bayoyim at the sarfoy, the iat the sarfoy balayla. This is something that has to happen during the day. It's not something that has to happen at night. It's not something that can happen at night. Either way, from bayoyim zevchachem yeyachel umimachros vanoiser ad yoyim, we learn that kachim kalim could be eaten for 2 days and one night, you don't get that second night. And from Vahanoisa Mipsara Zevach, Ba Yoim Ashlishi Be'ech Yisara, if you learn that in as much as you can't eat the Kachem Kalim on that second night, what the Gemara refers to as the Ur Shlishi, but at the same time, you can't do the Sreifa until the next morning, until it actually is the Yoim Hashlishi. Now we're going to stop here stating that. I just want to segue into a related raid bite, and that is Tosfos, one of the classic Tosfos in the Masechta Zvachim, on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, it's the much longer of the two Tosfos, asks a great question. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avudimi, minayin l'dam shenufsa b'shkiyas hachama. How do you know that dam becomes possible by shkiyas hachama? We learn it from a pasuk. B'yom akriva yezivcha yeyachal, b'yom she'ata zeveach, ata makriv, b'yom she'ata zeveach, yi'ata makriv. Frey Tosfos, that I don't understand why Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avudimi needed a shtickle Torah to tell me that dam becomes possible by shkiyas hachama. As if to say, once the sun sets, at that point, we're not going to be able to do anything with this dam. He said, it's pashnit arithmetic that I won't be able to do anything with this dam. Why? Balaylo, could you do anything with this dam? Of course not. Biyoyim tzavoyse espenei Yisrael, lahakrivas karbeneyim. We know all avoydas have to be done during the day. You can never do avoyda at night. So once it's shkiyas hachama, from the standpoint of doing the avoid then, Ba'asher Husham, that's obviously can't do. Now, once the sun rises on the next morning, well, at that point, the dam already became Pasabalina. Because if a murim become Pasabalina the next morning, for sure, dam would also become Pasabalina, argues Tosfos. And if that's the case, why do I need a drasha that dam is nifsal b'shkiyah sachama l'chura, based on everything we know up until this point of Masechta Zvachim? It should be a very obvious inference. At night, you can't do the zrika because b'yom tzavoysoy. The next morning, the dam is already possible, you know? And if that's the case, then by definition, you're backing into the fact that dam is nifsal b'shkiyah sachama. Why do I need a drashna that dam is nifsal b'shkiyah sachama? The truth is, Rashi doesn't ask this kasha, because Rashi almost never asks any kashas. But it's very obvious from the last line of Rashi here on Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph that Rashi was bothered by this kasha, and he felt in him being mefarish pshutay shel mikra of this gemara, he needed to address it. The last line of the Amid. V'loy mahan yalei halona b'roish ha-mizbeach lachshurei lezrika l'machan. We know there's a machlekes in Chas, whether lina is mayel is b'roish ha-mizbeach or ain lina mayel is b'roish ha-mizbeach. Meaning, as much as emurim become nifsa b'lina the next day, what would be if the emurim spent the night on the mizbeach? So there's a mandama that holds that there's no psul lina b'roish ha-mizbeach. Says Rashi, that this whole chiddush of Rabbi Yitzchok bar Avudimi is only Noigeya, the man the Omar that holds that there's no psul lina b'roish ha-mizbeach. If there's no psul lina b'roish ha-mizbeach, so there could have been an etzah of how you would do a zrika. You wouldn't do it at night, because b'yom tzavoysoy, but at the same time, the next day you'd be able to do it. What's Tosfos kasha if you wouldn't be able to be makta the emurim the next day, because it's nifsa b'lina? Kal v'chomer, you would not be able to do the zrika the next day, because it'd be nifsa b'lina. It's not so poshin that you can't be makta the emurim the next day. It's totally whether lina's mayels b'roish ha-mizbeach, or ain't lina mayels b'roish ha-mizbeach. But according to the mandama that holds, there's no psul lina b'roish ha-mizbeach, you could be makta. If that's the case, he'd be able to do zrika. Kamash malan dam nifsal b'shkina, that there's no aids of lina b'roish ha-mizbeach. That's the way Rashi learns, clearly coming to address Tosfos kasha. But Tosfos chapped when he asked his kasha that Rashi was already bavarning it, and Tosfos jumps on Rashi, and Tosfos says very gishmak, abaha nicha, this is ganskid leman dama ein lina mayels b'roish ha-mizbeach ela leman dama mayeles lamali kra balayla ein yochel izroik to be yem tzavoy seksiv ulamacha nifsal ba'amud ha-shachar ke'imurim. It's afraid Tosfos that Rashi answered the kasha according to half of Shas, according to the mandama that holds taka that is no psulina b'roish ha-mizbeach. But if you hold this a psulina b'roish ha-mizbeach, l'chayra hodra kushal u'tuchte. And Tosfos says a teretz, and then Tosfos has another teretz, and it says this other teretz that's very, very famous. It's so famous that we don't even realize how famous it is. Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said that when Rabbi Yitzchok bar Avudimi said, it doesn't mean Laila. It doesn't mean Laila. In fact, Rabbeinu Tam said that if you look around Shas, you find that this term Shkia Sachama sometimes is referring to the onset of night, but sometimes Chazal used the word Shkia Sachama and they meant a zman that's way before night. 72 minutes, I don't know. But it's way before nighttime. When Chazal said here in Zvachim Nun Vav Amid Aleph, Dam is Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama, it means the earlier Shkia. It means what Rabbeinu Tam famously referred to as Tchila Shkia. And that Zman is really Bayoim. And being that it's really Bayoim, without the Gzeres HaKosuf of Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama, felt gemeid that you could do a Zrika right then and there. You know why? Because it is Yoim. And it's included in the Yoim Tzavoysoy. Kamash Malam Dam Nifsal B'Shkia, that even though Be'etzim it's Yoim, Afilu Hochi, you're not going to be able to go ahead and do a Zrika. But either way, Rabbeinu Tam said that not all Shkias mentioned in Chazal were created equally. They don't all mean the same thing. There's a Shkia that's Laila, there's a Shkia that's Yoim. This Rabbeinu Tam, of course, is the basis for the famous Rabbeinu Tam Zman that we're all familiar with. Where it comes from, who would have thunk it? It comes from a real kachrim digi gemara in Zvachim Nudvavim and Aleph. Now, to be fair, this is not the only sugi in Shas that it comes from. This Rabbeinu Tam is mentioned in Masechta Shabbos, where you would expect it to be. It's mentioned in the end of Masechta Pesachim and sugis that you would also expect it to be. As it relates to the related Reidbeit, we have a Reidbeit that we went through together Bezus Hashem, Ubisiyata Deshmaya, when we were learning Arvei Psachim, it's called What Time is Candle Lighting, where we went through Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, really from the ground up until some of the contemporary nuances that relate to this Shita, Ayin Shum, and we are going to stop here. So just to go back to yesterday's Raid Bite, which began very much alatar, it began very much on a Toisvis, on the Yomud, and then it digressed a little bit. So today, Be'ezus Hashem will continue a little bit on that digression and really discuss some foundational principles, a little bit of Lumdus as well, as it relates to understanding the idea of Toisvis Shabbos, as it relates to understanding, as an extension of that, the idea of Bein Hashmashos, and as relates to understanding the idea, a little bit of Lila. But we ended off with a little bit of a problem. And that is, if there's a mitzvah saseh deiraisa, according to all the Rishonim besides the Rambam, of Tosfos Shabbos, v'nisim es nafshei seichem b'tishul ha'chodesh, tishvus u'l'rabbi Shabbos and Yontif, and there's two ways to be mekabel Tosfos Shabbos, either b'dvarim or by davening. So if that's the case, are we ever or mekayim the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos? The mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos would have to happen before Shabbos. Shabbos starts Shkia. If that's the case, you would have to, before Shkia, have either been Mekabel Shabbos verbally, or at the very least, believe, or Davin Meir. Say if you make an early Shabbos, Mamela. But if you don't make an early Shabbos, so where is it ever that you're Mekabel Tosfos Shabbos? Are we Mevatel a mitzvah Esed Deiraisa every single Shabbos? By not doing something proactively to be Mekabel Shabbos. And the truth is, there are Rabbanim who talk about this, and they say that that's what you're supposed to do, that you're supposed to figure out a way and build it into your Erev Shabbos protocol to be Mekabel Shabbos. There's a mitzvah saseh deiraisa of Tosfos Shabbos, and you have to be aware of it, because if you're not aware of it, you can miss the boat, and you can end up being mevatel a mitzvah saseh of Tosfos Shabbos. But I think that it's kedai just exploring this inyan a little bit. In order to explore, we have to take a step back, and we need to really delve into some raid. Again, we're going to take the long scenic route. We could do this in a much shorter way, but delve into some raid that we've left on the table, going back to Masech de Shabbos, and really most recently on Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, only a few dafin ago. The Gemara in Masech de Psachim, Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, was discussing how long it would take for a person to travel during the day, or how much time a person can travel during the day. So the Gemara said like this, Kama mahalach adam beinani bayoyim. This is Rabbi Yehuda the Tana talking. How much does a person, an adam beinani, travel during the day? 10 parsois. 10 parsois. 1 parsa equals 4 milen, which means a person travels 40 milen. What's the breakdown? From Alois HaShachar until Neitzachama, 4 milen. Person travels 4 milen. Mishkiya Sachama v'atzeizakechavim. From Shkiya until Tzeizakechavim, 4 milen. Another 4 milen. Between Neitzachama and Shkiya Sachama, a person travels 32 milen. Either way, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana said that a person travels from Shkiya Sachama until Tzeizakechavim, 4 milen. So if you want to know, in terms of how far a person can travel, what the shear is between Shkia Sachama and Tzeizak Echavim, Rabbi Yehuda said, I'm Sochem Dav Tzadik Nalad Amin Aleph, the shear is 4 milen. Tosfos asks a kasha from another Gemara. A Gemara Masech Shabbos, Taf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. It's another Braisa, and the Tan of that Braisa is the same Rabbi Yehuda. The Braisa over there is discussing Bein Hashmashos. So Bein Hashmashos is what we loosely define as twilight. That's a Zman that was between day and night, where Chazal had a Sofik. Is it Yoim or is it Laila? The price. Bein Hashmash. Safik min hayom min halayl. It's a safik if it's day and night. Safik kula min hayom, safik kula min halayl. It could be it's either day, it could be it's either night. Therefore, matil anoyis l'chay mishnei yom. Therefore, anything that ever happens bein Hashmashes, you always go l'chum. So, bein Hashmashes, what is bein Hashmashes? Mishetishka hachama. It starts, shkia sachama, and it continues, kol zman shepnei mizrach madimim. As long as the eastern front is red. Hichsef ha-tachtoin v'lo hichsef ha-elyoin, bein Hashmashes. Hichsef ha-elyoin v'hichsef. So Rabbi Yehuda says that Bein Hashmashos begins by Shkia Sachama, and it continues Kol Zman Shepnei Mizrach Madimim. And the Gemara brings a Machlokes HaMeiram, Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef, what exactly this means. Rabbah said that in terms of Shir, in terms of Zman, What Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that Bein HaShemashah starts by Shkiyas HaChama, and it continues for a period of time that's the equivalent of 3/4 of a mil. See, the amount of time a person will be able to travel 3/4 of a mil, that's the shear of Bein HaShemashah. So it starts Shkiyas HaChama, it continues Ad SheHichsif Pnei HaTachtoin, which means it's 3/4 of a mil. After that, it's not Bein HaShemashah anymore, which means, by definition, it's Laila. At that point, it says like a Chabad. Rabbi Yosef argued, and Rabbi Yosef said it's not 3/4 of a mil, but rather it's 2/3 of a mil. We have a klal. Whenever there's a machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, with 3 exceptions to the rule, we pass him like Rabbi. Even though the Gemara says in Slave Brachas and Slave Hurrius that Rabbi Yosef was a Sinai and Rabbi was an Oikaharim, and Sinai of Oikaharim, Sinai Yadith, it's the Chavis Yoras Kasha, but we pass him like Rabbi. We pass him like the Oikaharim Rabbi. As a result, all the Rishonim say that the Halacha in this Sugya Shabbos Taflamed Dalad Amabez Taflamed Heim and Aleph is like Rabba, that the Shir of Bein HaShemashah is according to Rabbi Yehuda is 3/4 of a mil. It starts by Shkiyas HaChama and it ends 3/4 of a mil later. That's when Seis HaKichavim is. Frey Toysis Avastir between the two Gemaras. Here I have a Gemara Pesach and Daf Tzadik Dalad Amad Aleph that Rabbi Yehuda the Tana said that how long would it take a person to travel from Shkiyah until Seis HaKichavim? 4 milim. Here I have a Gemara where Rabbi Yehuda was discussing the halacha of Bein HaShemashah, and he said it's from Shkiyas HaChama up until Tzeis HaKechavim, which is a shear of 3/4 of a mil. So how much time is there between Shkiyah and Tzeis HaKechavim? Is it 4 milim? It's a Mefurish Gemara in Pesachim Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph. Or is it 3/4 of a mil? It's a Mefurish Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. It's Tosfos Kasha in Masechta Shabbos Lamed Hey Amud Aleph in that Sugya. And it's Tosfos Kasha in Masechta Pesachim Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph in this Sugya. And Tosfos in both places brings the same exact teretz in the name of the same Balei Tosfos, in the name of the Heilige Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam said, because of this kasha, you have to say that the shkia that the Gemara was referring to in Pesachim Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph and the shkia that the Gemara was referring to in Shabbos Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis is not the same shkia. That means even though the word shkia is a very general term, and you would think wherever Chazal used the word shkia, they meant the same thing, but it must be this two shkiyos. It must be this two dinim. And the shkiyah of Shabbos Lamed Dalet and the shkiyah of Pesachim Tzadik Dalet is not the same shkiyah. The shkiyah of Shabbos Lamed Dalet, said Rabbeinu Tam, is referring to what we know as sunset. When the sun begins, the shkiyah of Pesachim Tzadik Dalet and Aleph is what we know as sunset, which is when the sun begins to set. And Rabbi Yehuda the Tana said in Pesachim Tzadik Dalet and Aleph that from when the sun begins to set, what we know as Shkiyah, what your calendar will say as Shkiyah Sachama, up until Seis HaKechavim is a Mahalech of Dalet Milan. That's how long it would take a person to travel from Shkiyah until Seis HaKechavim. It's a Mahalech of Dalet Milan. When the Gemara says in Shabbos Lamed Dalet Amud Beis that from Shkiyah until Seis HaKechavim it's only 3/4 of a mil, it doesn't mean Unzer Shkiyah. It doesn't mean what we know as Tchila Shkiyah, but rather it's referring to some later point in the setting of the sun, what Rabbeinu Tam epically referred to as Soif Shkia, and from Soif Shkia until Tzeis HaKechavim, that's 3/4 of a mil. In other words, there's two Shkias. There's the Shkia of Pesachim Tzadik Dalet, and there's the Shkia of Shabbos Lamed Dalet. The Shkia of Pesachim Tzadik Dalet, that's referring to what we know as Shkia. And from that Shkia until Tzeis HaKechavim, it's Mahalich Dalet Milan. The Shkia of Shabbos Lamed Dalet, that's referring to a much later time. It's referring to Soif Shkia. From that point until Tzeis HaKechavim is only 3/4 of a mil. So if you do the back of the envelope arithmetic, from Tchila Shkia until Soif Shkia essentially is 3 1/4 of a mil, right? Because Seis HaKechavim is 4 milin after Tchila Shkia, it's 3/4 of a mil after Soif Shkia, which means the difference between Soif Shkia and Tchila Shkia, simple math, is going to be 3 1/4 of a mil. That's what Rabbeinu Tam said to answer this kasha. But what emerges then is that according to Rabbeinu Tam, Bein HaShemashah doesn't start with Tchila Shkia, but rather, Bein HaShemashah starts with Soif Shkia. It doesn't start when your calendar says Shkiyas HaChama, but rather it's 3 1/4 milin later. It's at that point that Bein HaShemashah starts. And it's not Vaday Laila until another 3/4 of a mil later. The point is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Laila starts much, much later than Shkiyas HaChama. Stating there, the Vilna Gaon in his Bir Agra in Siman Reish Samach Aleph brings Rabbeinu Tam, and in one of the longest Bir Agras in Shulchan Aruch, he asks kasha after kasha after kasha Rabbeinu Tam. He was not masking to Rabbeinu Tam. The Velt says over that the Vilna Gaon said that when he sees Rabbeinu Tam in the Olam HaEmes, he has 3 days worth of kashas to ask Rabbeinu Tam. And I heard from Rabbi Yaakov Eliezer Schwartzman, he said over in the name of his Zeid Rabbanan that the Zeid Rabbanan flaked Ibizog in this Memra, and he used to say that the Gaon said he had 3 days worth of kashas to ask Rabbeinu Tam. He said that's with the kitzer of the Vilna Gaon, right? Everyone knows how the kitzer of the Vilna Gaon wrote, and with the tfis of Rabbeinu Tam. You can imagine how that conversation is going to go. And he said 3 days worth of kashas with the kitzer of the Gaon and with the tfis of Rabbeinu Tam. But the Vilna Gaon said he doesn't understand it, and he opened up. He has a bunch of kashas, but his first line, literally, chapter 1, verse 1, in this long, famous Bir Agra, is Achush Meir Che'enoike. He says, the Metzias is not that way. He says, I don't understand. We know what Laila is. It's 3 Kechavim. It's dark outside. You're going to tell me you have to wait 4 million from Shkia Sacham until it's nighttime. It's not true. The Chush is Meir, not that way. And as a result, the Vilna Gaon just fired away in Rabbeinu Tam. And he said, the Emes can't be like Rabbeinu Tam. Mais Rabbeinu Tam had a good kasha. He had a stira. Rabbeinu Tam didn't just decide to say such a shtickle Torah. He was trying to reconcile two Gemaras, a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. When exactly is Laila? Is it 3/4 of a mil after Shkia? Or is it 4 million after Shkia? So he had no choice but to say there's 2 dinim in Shkia. There must be a Tchila Shkia, there must be a slave Shkia. So the Vilna Gaon said no. The Pshat in the two Gemaras is a little bit differently. Avada, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Naflam Adalid, that's talking Bein HaShmoshes, was referring to Tchila Shkia. And 3/4 of a mil after after Tchila Shkia is already Laila. I, the Gemara Masechta Tzadik Dalid Amid Aleph, I, the Gemara says, "Kama mahalach adam beinini bayoyim from Shkia until Tzeisak Echavim, it takes him 4 milim." So we just learned this Gemara, so we could appreciate it a little bit better. It's not a favor from a Gemara now. This is literally Shvur Shechalboy, this daf. So we could, the said of Vilna Gaon, that Gemara is not talking about halacha. That Gemara was discussing Zmanim, astronomy, Derech Rechaiko. We're trying to just figure out how much a person can travel. The Tzeisak Echavim and that Gemara is not the Tzeisak Echavim of Laila. The Tzeisak Echavim of that Gemara is not the 3 stars, Beinanim, which halachically now defines this man as being Laila. We're talking about a person that's traveling. People are willing to travel when there's a few stars outside, but when it's mamish, all the kechavim are out, and it's pitch dark, at that point you're going to shut down. That's what the Gemara was referring to. A person's going to travel from Shki until Tzeis Kolak kechavim, and that's a much later time, like Rabbeinu Tam said. That's 4 milen later. But in terms of the Tzeis HaKechavim of Laila, that's not what that Gemara was referring to. That was referring to Tzeis Kolak kechavim, which was Negeya, the Balabatishkeit of that sugya. But from a halachic perspective, you want to know when Laila is. Laila said the Vilna Gaon is 3/4 of a mil after Tchila Shkia. It's not 3/4 of a mil after Tchila Shkia. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam answered the stira between the Gemara Psachin Tzadik Dal and the Gemara Shamis Lamadal by saying there's 2 Shkias. The Vilna Gaon answered the Kashan by saying there's 2 Tzeis HaKechavims. But the point is, Lamaisa, we have a machloikis between Rabbeinu Tam and the Vilna Gaon. How to reconcile this stira? A major, major machloikis with ramifications that are negay literally every day and every night. And that is, when does Laila start? When does Laila start? So, if you ask a Yid, when's Laila? Tzeis HaKechavim. What about Bein HaShmashes? That's true. Bein HaShmashes already Safik Yom Safik Laila. And because of that, L'chumra, we're always Noyeg Laila, already Bein HaShmashes. So let's talk in terms of Bein HaShmashes. So when does Bein HaShmashes start? According to the Vilna Gaon, it starts by Shkia Sachamma. Look at your app or look at your calendar. What time is Shkia? So you're going to know what time Bein HaShmashes is. At that point, you shut down. If it's Shabbos or whatever the halacha that Snogei is. According to Rabbeinu Tam, no, you have another 3 1/4 milen. The Bein HaShmashes doesn't start until Seif Shkia. Now, just to appreciate a little bit the ramifications of this machloikis, and that is, so the difference, the delta, between the Vilna Gaon's Laila and Rabbeinu Tam's Laila is 3 1/4 milen. So how does that translate into minutes? So the machloikis apoiskim how long a mil is. 3 shittos, 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, 24 minutes. So the shortest shear is 18 minutes, and the longest shear is 24 minutes, and people usually go with chumrah depending on whatever the chumrah is going to be. If you take 3 1/4 and you multiply it by 18, it's 58.5. If you take 22 and a half and you multiply it by 3 1/4, it's 73 minutes and change. And if you take 24 and you multiply it by 3 1/4, it's 78 minutes and change. That's a long time. Meaning the difference between late the Vilna Gaon and Rabbeinu Tam, when Bein HaShmashes happens, Laila just tack on another
3/4 of a mil. But the difference is going to be anywhere between an hour and 1 hour and 20 minutes. So according to the Vilna Gaon, if now is Laila, according to Rabbi Tam, you have another 18 minutes, you have another 78 minutes. You have a long, long, long time. Just to put it into a little bit more perspective, Shabbos Kodesh this week, Parshas Kisisa, Lakewood, New Jersey, is 5:35. That's when the Hadlokas Neiros is, which means Shkia is 5:53. According to the Vilna Gaon, Bein HaShemashes is 5:53. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Shabbos this week is going to be anywhere between 6:50 and 7:10, depending on which sheet you want to go with. But Shabbos this week will be after 7 o'clock. Okay, Shangehet Azal Chazachin, that Shabbos is 7 o'clock, right? You don't get so much dramatic effect from that. But let's translate this into Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Pinchas, where Shkia is going to be 8:30. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Shabbos doesn't happen until 10 o'clock at night. Literally, Shabbos is 10 o'clock. What time Shabbos tonight? At 9:52. You have plenty of time, right? That's what time Shabbos is, literally. It's 10 o'clock, but that's according to Rabbeinu Tam. So who do we pass from that? It's Machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Vilna Gaon. So what's the Maisa? Who do we pass from like? The Shulchan Aruch in two places. In Hilchas Shabbos and Reish Samach Aleph, and in Hilchas Tefillah, where he talks about the Zmanim of Mincha Ma'ariv, Paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. It's not even up for discussion. The Shulchan Aruch didn't bring the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon was a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. So there's one shita that's brought down. It's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The Beis Yosef brings it. He says that the Torah Paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. The Halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam. There's no question in the world, this is not up for discussion, that the Shulchan Aruch Paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. So we talk about davening mincha after shkia, or we talk about these types of shailas. If someone davens mincha after shkia, you can daven mincha an hour after shkia. It's likatchila according to the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Bienenfeld showed me a sefer where somebody was malakit rishonim and achronim, and he has 70 rishonim and achronim, 70, no less than 70, that held that halach is like Rabbeinu Tam, or said what Rabbeinu Tam said. Meaning, the Shulchan Aruch, without question, passing like Rabbeinu Tam. Stating that, the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam is not so partial. And really, the one that more than anyone brought it out with the tremendous tekifas was the Chafetz Chaim. In his Mishnah Brura, a little bit, but much more barichas in the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha is in Simen Reish Samach Aleph of Sif Katan Beis. It's Dibra Maskel Betchilas Hashkia. It's a long piece, but it flows and it's kedai to see inside. So the Vilna Gaon brings everything that we just said, the steer between the two Gemaras, and then he brings the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam and the sheet of the Vilna Gaon. It says the Chafetz Chaim regarding the sheet of the Vilna Gaon. Ube emes shitasoy zoyis lav chadashi. He says the emes is that this sheet is not a new sheet. The Kfar Hiskin came with Shufas Maram al Shakir Simin Sadik Val. The Maram al Shakir already brought the sheet of the Vilna Gaon. The miyad achas shkias guf hashemesh havi ben hashmoshes gomer. The heavy sham, and he brings there. That he found this sheet of the Vilna Gaon in the Gaonim. So not to conflate Gaon and Gaonim. The Vilna Gaon was just the Vilna Gaon. But this is the Gaonim as in before the Rishonim. The Hema, who are these Gaonim? Rav Shrira Gaon, Rav Hai Gaon, Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon. Gam Rav, Rav Avram HaChosid, B'noi Shal HaRambam, Gam Ken Kosav, Shekein Mashmei Arif HaRambam V'Rashmi, Ayin Shom. Either way, said Chavetz Chaim, that this sheet of the Vilna Gaon, even though people think it's a shita michudeshes, but be'emes shitose is lav chadoshehi. This is an old shita, and the Maram al-Shakr spoke about it already, and he said he found it literally by the Goine Goinen, Rav Shmira Goin, Rav Hai Goin, and Rabbeinu Nissen Goin. And then he goes and he brings that the Maram Prag held this way, and he brings it that it's mashma that way from a Ravan, and from a Mordechai, and he brings it from the safest Seder Zemanim, that he also came out like the Vilna Goin. So he says, if that's the case, being that all these Rishonim and Goinim held this way, he says, it's poshet to me that it would be an Isser Gomer Shloi Lassis Melacha Chas V'Sholom L'Hakal V'Zer. It would be, it's Chas V'Sholom to me Mekel. Do Sofik Isser Skila L'Das Kol Hani Rav Vasa Hana. He says, poshet. He says, poshet that if you have so many that pask in that way, that to go Kenegan and to be Mekel in a question of Sofik Isser Skila is going to be wrong. V'lav Dafkali in Shabbos, and he says, I'm not only saying this with regards to Shabbos. Duad in l'chol dover sheyesh b'toira, shenafkemina ben yoyim v'layla, azlinon l'hachmer, de tekaf b'ascholah sashkia maschol ben hashmoshes, v'nimshach hazmanu ben hashmoshes, ad yitzias gimal kechovim beninim kana. So said the Chafetz Chaim in his Bir Halacha, that even though the Shulchan Aruch pasken like Rabbeinu Tam, and really, at first glance, it would seem like it was a machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Vilna Gaon. And we know that the Vilna Gaon was koichei gadol. He argued with Rishonim very often. And just like Rav was a Tana upalik, the Vilna Gaon was a Rishon upalik, ki yodua. But at the same time, you would think that if the Shulchan Aruch passing like Rabbeinu Tam, the Ikra then for sure should be like Rabbeinu Tam. But the Chofetz Chaim made a revolution. And he said that I found it from Geoine, Geoine Muel, not that way. And he found it in the Rishonim, and it's Mashmahin, and it's Mashmaher. And he came out and he said, Chas v'sholom to be Mekel, by all Dine Day Rice, not only is it Shabbos, which is a Shail of Skilo, but by all Dine Shabbos is what you should do. And it's because of that, that every single Yid, Kamat, is Machmer, everybody takes on these Chumras. There's anecdotes that are told about the Satmarov. I don't know these stories and all the intricacies of it. But suppose when the Satmarov came to America, there was a meeting with him and Rabaron, and Rabaron got the Satmarov to not go like, before the war, a lot of Heimish Kreisen can move on, follow Rabbeinu Tam. Again, it's the Halach and Shulchan Aruch. So it's okay. You have to apologize for following the Shulchan Aruch. But at the same time, there was this idea that people were trying to be Machmer and to take on the sheet of the Geoinim, which of course was another day in Klal Yisrael. And there was some sort of meeting and some sort of negotiation where they came up with some settlement. I think there was some give and takes on both sides of the aisle. You have to speak to the Yoidei Dover. But either way, this is what came out. And it's because of this, even though the Shulchan Aruch says that Laila doesn't really happen until much later, but this is the way Yidden Amach. But the truth is that when we start Shabbos today, right? If you look at your app, I suppose. So you have Shkia, and then you have the Zman of Lichtzinden. Lichtzinden is 18 minutes, I think in most places, before Shkia. And the question is, where does that come from? Right? What's this 18 minutes all about? What's that all about? Reb Moshe Feinstein, in a tshuva, and this is a tshuva that we've spoken out many times, and every time we've spoken it out, we spoke it out for a different reason. It's hafachba vafachba de kulba. It's a short tshuva, but there's a lot there. It's an Erechaim Chelik Aleph. It's Simin Tzadik Vav. So Maisa Shehoye Kachoye, Reb Moshe Feinstein was being driven to yeshiva on the Lower East Side. It was after Hadlokas Neiros, but it was before Shkia. And somebody saw Reb Moshe sitting in a car. And he thought that Nishke passed. He thought it was inappropriate that Reb Moshe Feinstein, the Gadol Hadar, is sitting in a car after Lechtzinden. So he wrote a letter to Reb Moshe, and he gave Reb Moshe what Reb Moshe referred to as, you can't say this, but like Teichacha. He told him, I don't understand. Reb Moshe, he says that he felt he made his case for why he thought Reb Moshe shouldn't have done that. So Reb Moshe addresses the Shoyl, mentions him by name, and then he says, Nehenesi Ma'oy. This is Reb Moshe's tshuva. This is a Gadol Hadar response. He said, I had anah, Asher Malis Kvoidei Nizdaris L'Kayim Mitzvahs Teichacha L'Fi Daitoy. I have anah that you know there's a mitzvah in the Torah, Echeach Techeach Esam Yisecha, and you took it upon yourself to write a letter. I could tell from the way you wrote the letter, you're a little uncomfortable, but you know there's a mitzvah, and you do what you have to do. V'tshuas chen chen l'maylas kvoidoi. V'chas v'sholom li l'hakbid b'zeh. Right, it's clear from Reb Moshe's response that the person felt a little bit like maybe Reb Moshe, it would bother him. He said, chas v'sholom. V'm yetz Hashem, he writes, b'li neder lo yesa oid mishas adlokas nedes bekar. I'm never going to do this. Av she'en b'zeh shemetz iser. Even though there isn't even a shemetz iser, afloy mishum marisayim. There's not even marisayim, and then he tells him ki yada yudidi, because I'm sure you know. Asher iser marisayim who rak bedava shenasa ze beroiv apomim ba'ifin o'aser. The only time you have marisayim is if you do something that most times when people do this, it's iser. So if somebody sits in a non-kosher restaurant, most times you're not just drinking water. So as a result, you're doing something where roiv apomim, what you're doing is interpreted as Isser, then even if you do it beheter, there's something called Maris or Ayin. Avalasni stove heter mefursen. But to do something that's 100% mutter, b'shvil eze anoshim sheyitu lachchoiv shudavar Isser, because of paranoia that maybe somebody else is going to think it's Osir, right? Reminiscent of the B'nai Bashkar. Loy Osir, that's already not something that you have to worry about. So he says like this, v'uv dezu, what I did, which was I sat in a car after lechtzinding, yodua lakol shenoshim mekabel Shabbos badlokas neiris. Everybody knows women are makabel Shabbos by lokas neiris. Vanoshim makabel Shabbos tosef es katan, and the men they do it later. Kizman of lokas neiris kavu beesrin minutim koydim ashkia bekan. He says here on the Lower East Side we light candles 20 minutes before shkia. Uberayv amikomis. That's where it is in most places. From Cain, who dovam afursim lakoil afle noshim. Everybody knows, even women know. Shanoshim adayim utarim b'malacha karv liyot ches minut. That men have another 18 minutes. Afle katchila. Even the katchilo, im lo yukabel shabbos, less than a kabel shabbos. But if you're not a kabel shabbos, you have another 18 minutes. Incidentally, what's the cheshvan of 18 minutes? So he explains the letter in the tshuva. It was 20 minutes early, because 2 minutes for Tois for Shabbos. Ramosha held that the shir of Tois for Shabbos is 2 minutes. This is where it comes from this tshuva. He says, we have another 18 minutes because it's a cheshbon of 2 minutes for Tois for Shabbos. So it says Ramosha that Shabbos, when you saw me, Shkia Hoysa the Parshas Vayetze, that's what week it was, 432. Vahoyu oid achad osam minutin, me'aregash yashafti bekarsha, you're 419. Ramosha knew exactly what he did. It was 419 when he was sitting in the car. He knew that Shkia was 432. He knew how much time he had. He said that I was able to drive a derech rechayka, pun intended. Chamisha pa'amim me'ashir shada yeshiva. I could have done a ride that was 5 times the amount of time, and I still would have had ezen minutin l'tois for Shabbos. I would have had like 2 minutes to Rav Moshe El that you need for tois for Shabbos. He says, Elamai, not everybody knows this because not everybody knows that. That's not enough of a reason to make it into a ma'ar sign. But Rav Moshe concludes. I'm skipping. Avamikamakam kimisha ma'ilus kvoidik koysef sheyes chas v'shon kilkul ezen noshem anoshem sheyedamu shneish b'zaz zilzul l'shabbos kodesh. But being that you feel that some people might think it's a zilzul to Shabbos, erably nedesh leivisa oid bekar meshasal dokus neiris. He was makabel a second time in the same tshuva bli neder not to do it, and then he fears ois yodidai hamivarcha. Listen to the sensitivity. I'm giving you a bracha that in the schus of the mitzvah of toichacha and in the schus of the mitzvah of covet Shabbos that you clearly have, you should be zoicha to all the shefa and all the brachas that come from the kedushas haShabbos. And he feared ois from Moshe Feinstein. This was Rav Moshe's tshuva. I once saw from Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger that he said that he went, he said over this tshuva in a shir, and he told the oilim, he said, Hein tafman ish learn a musr. He said, this tshuva is musr. He said, but that flesh learn a musr. But I'll kapon him, this tshuva, there's so much there. But I'll kapon him, that's what Rav Moshe held. Rav Moshe said, he says, the whole idea of 20 minutes or 18 minutes, whatever exactly that shir is, the ganza maisa is marinit, it's a minig, and it's a minig that women took upon themselves, they're the ones that light candles, so they're the ones that took upon this minig. But for a man, there's no such halacha, and there's no question that's not something you have to do. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, the God of Ador, felt that this whole 18 minutes, yeah, you need shkia, no question, not Rabbeinu Tam, it's shkia. Shkia is shkia, you know what that is. There's a mitzvah of Tois for Shabbos. Rav Moshe said, okay, you have tachum on another 2 minutes for Tois for Shabbos, but if you're lighting candles 20 minutes earlier, a man is going to have 18 minutes. There was there's a very chashuv yid, so Zayn Gesunden Stark, Rabbi Shmaryol Shulman. He's my brother-in-law, Pini Horowitz's grandfather. And Rabbi Shmaryol Shulman wrote Ha'aris to Rav Moshe on Igros Moshe Erechaim Chelek Aleph. So when Igros Moshe Erechaim Chelek Aleph came out, so Rabbi Shmaryol Shulman sent Rav Moshe Ha'aris. And Rav Moshe was Mechaviv de Ha'aris, and he printed many of them in the beginning of Erechaim Chelek Beis. So if you have Igros Moshe Erechaim Chelek Beis, from Simen Gimel until Simen Tez Zayin, it's all responses from Rav Moshe to Rav Shmaryol Shulman Shlita. It's responses to some of the Ha'aris that he asked him. In Simen Vav, Rav Moshe mentions one of the Ha'aris that Rav Shmaryol Shulman had. And it was on this tshuva right here, in Simen Tzadik Vav. So Rav Shmaryol Shulman told Rav Moshe, he read the tshuva about Rav Moshe sitting in a car, and it was during that time between Zman Hadlakas Neiris and between Shkia, Rav Moshe felt that, what's the problem? I'll be Mekabel Tais for Shabbos, Shkia. So Chura, it shouldn't be an issue. But he said that he has a Ha'ara. And he said that he wants to dimzach, he wants to suggest another understanding, perhaps, of why the minig in Klal Yisrael is to light candles 18 or 20 minutes before Shkia. And that's based on a third shita in the world of Bein Hashmashas. We mentioned the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that it's 3/4 of a mil from Soif Shkia. We mentioned the shita of the Vilna Gaon, which is also the shita Sagoinin, which is 3/4 of a mil after Tchila Shkia. But there's a third shita, and that's the shita of the Urayim. And the Bir Halacha brings the Urayim in Simen Reish Samach Aleph's have gotten based. The Urayim, which was written by Rabbeinu Eliezer Mimitz, one of the Rishonim. His shita was that Bein Hashmashes is 3/4 of a mil, that's the Gemara, Rabbi Shita and Shabbos Lamadal and Mabez, but not 3/4 of a mil after Shkia, it's 3/4 of a mil before Shkia. That's when it is. It's 3/4 of a mil before Shkia. In fact, the Bir Halacha brings that the Bach brings this Shita, and the Bach says that there were Kehilois that were Machmer to start Shabbos early, and the reason they were Machmer to start Shabbos early is because they took on the Shita of the Urayim. They want to be noyik like the chum of the Urayim. That the Urayim shita is that it's 3/4 of a mil before Shkia. So Rav Shmaryol Shulman told Rav Moshe, there's a minig in Klal Yisrael to light candles early, 18 minutes, 20 minutes. Rav Moshe wrote in the tshuva, it's pashut, I don't know, it's a minig. And it's a minhag for the noshim. They're the one that light candles. But Shabbos starts with Shkia, and Tois for Shabbos is 2 minutes. So it ends up starting a little bit earlier. But you don't have to go before that. Anything you do before that is a minhag, and it's a minhag for the noshim. So what does a man have to do with that? And Rav Moshe Feld is not even an Indian to be machmer. There's no... So Rav Shmuel Shulman said, I don't know if that's true. Maybe the reason there's a minhag is because of the Urayim. And the Bach already brought 500 years ago there was such a minhag. And the Mir Lachman, after he brings it, he says, Amachmer Tavayol of Brocha. So that means this has teeth, this Shita Zayurayim. So he said, if that's the case, maybe that's Tuvsha. So he said, he made a very basic back in the envelope cheshmer. He said, if the minhag is 18 or 20 minutes, he says, you know what the Pshat must be? Pshat is because there's a Urayim. The Urayim holds that it's 3/4 of a mil before Shkia. So what's a mil? 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, 24 minutes. So they must have come up with some shita of what a mil is. 3/4 of that's going to be ba'erich 15, 16 minutes. I don't know, do the math. Tack on another 2-3 minutes for Tois for Shabbos, and there you have your minhag of 18 to 20 minutes. But there's a tremendous nafkamina, because Rav Shulman told Rav Moshe that if it's gebayt on a shita sayurei, only do a men. And they do it women. Then everybody has to take on this chumra. If it's not a midig ba'alma, that has no basis in halacha. Okay, so you'll tell me it's related to lighting candles. Women light candles, so they have this minig, they have this chumra. But if it's related to a shitas ayurei, what, women are more achroi for the ureim than men are? What does that mean? So I've had a man has this shitas ayurei just like a woman does. So if that's the case, you have the ureim shita, plus you have another 2 minutes. So that should be the halacha. So this was the ha'ara that Rav Shmaryo Shulman asked Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe can move and print it. If Rav Moshe printed the first tshuva, he was going to print the second. So Rav Moshe printed this tshuva as well, and Rav Moshe wrote back. He says he doesn't agree. He says he knows it's a shita sayureyan. He said, but we don't paskin like the ureyan. We don't paskin like it. And he says, not just that, the Vilna Goyen and that shtickel and his beer agar brings the ureyan, and he was doicha the ureyan b'shtei yadayim. He wasn't maskin to the ureyan. So he said, nehecha tesa, take on this ureyan. Like, who said? Nehecha tesa. It's interesting. To take on the Goyen Shita and the Shita of the Goyenim, that's a real Shita. That's a Shita that has tremendous places. So he said, that's a Shita that we have to take on. There's no question. But to take on the Shita of the Urayim, so Mechatesi. Who says you have to take on the Urayim? He says, I don't think that's the Pshat. He said, V'oid. He says, there are certain Kehilos where the minig is 10 minutes, where they light candle 10 minutes earlier. So he said, if the minig is they light 10 minutes earlier, that has nothing to do with the Urayim, because then you miss the Urayim. For the Urayim, you need 3/4 of a mil. The earliest, the shortest share of a mil is 18 minutes. 3/4 of 18 minutes is more than 10. So you're going to miss half. V'oy, in Yerushalayim, it's 40 minutes before. So what's that? That's not a Shita Seyurein. He says, the Teretzes do a different Minhagim in Klal Yisrael, where they took on that the women that light candles should light candles early. It was never meant to be the Yerein. His Lashman is, Ukemedumani she'af balei nefesh ein machmirim. With regards to the Yerein, we always talk about being medayik l'shoyne azov shal ramosha when it comes to famous Chuvis and slash kulois, where Baal Nefesh should be machmer, it is mechsikiyura, it's not mechsikiyura, v'advar matikin, v'inkam v'koymi laharich. Over here, Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, ikumedumani, sh'av balei nefesh, ein machmirin lifresh mimalacha, nobody takes on this Urayim Shita. So he says, if nobody takes on this Urayim Shita, he disagrees. In other words, there was a fundamental shaila between Rav Moshe Feinstein and the shoya, Rav Shmaryo Shulman, Zolzayn Gesund, in terms of understanding this minig of 18 minutes and understanding this minig of 20 minutes. Is it based on Stama Minig Ba'alma? Or perhaps it's based on the Shita Sayurayim. But the truth is, it could be there's a third Mahalach in terms of understanding. In terms of understanding the idea of lighting candles earlier, very short. And that is the Chayodom in Hilcha Shabbos and Klal Hei Simen Beis. So he says as follows, Afal Gafta Noyag in She'im Mekabon Shabbos, Ela B'mizmo Shir U'Bebarcho. Mikol Mokom Lo Itali B'zeh. It's not Tali in that. Meaning, even though the minig is that people are Mekabel Shabbos, early Shabbos, by Mizma Shira Baruch Hu. But it doesn't have to be that way. Da'afilu lo yispal kal, even if a person didn't daven. Mikomokim, kiven shu erech chatzi shah koidim laila. If it's a half hour before laila, memela chalol of Shabbos, va'asa b'malacha. It's already chal Shabbos, and it's asa b'malacha. Says the Chayi Adam, that even though tois for Shabbos is a mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah, you have to be makabo, but really, 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 you don't have to be makabo. Really, there's a zman where Tois for Shabbos happens memelo. There's a zman where even without your Kabbalah, it's automatically Tois for Shabbos. And what is that zman? That zman is Mechatz Nisha, Difnei HaLaila. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha bring the Chayi Adam. And the Chafetz Chaim said that when the Chayi Adam said a half hour before Laila, he didn't mean a half hour before Ben HaShemashes, but he meant a half hour before Tzei Sakei Chavim. He meant a half hour before Laila. So there's an idea that Tois for Shabbos happens a half hour before Laila. Says the Chayyadam. So if that's the case, then why do we always talk about being Mekabel Tois for Shabbos if it happens by itself? Oh, it's very simple. Because what if you want to be Mekabel it earlier? If you want to be Mekabel more than a half hour before Tzeis HaKichavim, so then already you would have to make a Kabbalah. But otherwise, it happens by itself. And then the Chayyadam goes on and he starts shrying and he gives Musar. He says the people don't know this. They don't realize that Tois for Shabbos happens by itself. And they don't realize that it happens a half hour before Shkia, before Laila, and he says, V'ayashi Cheli, if I would have the Koyach, he would start making takonas. And he said, he heard in Prague they make such takonas, and I wish I could do it here also. But Chavnish the Koyach, I don't have the ability to do it. But if I would have the ability to do it, this is something that I would institute. But it's Mavur in the Chayyadam that there's a concept of Tois for Shabbos that happens by itself. And when does it happen by itself? A half hour before Laila. A half hour before Laila is approximately 18 minutes before Shkia, right? Give or take. It's approximately the same time. But the point is, this Chayyadam would seem to be another Makar. It would seem to be another Makar that there's an idea of being Mekabel Shabbos even before Shkia. Why even before Shkia? Out Tois for Shabbos. What do you mean? Tois for Shabbos is voluntary. It's not something I have to do. Chayyadam didn't think so. Chayyadam thought Tois Shabbos is actually something that happens by itself. And it happens a half hour before Laila. That's when it happens. So if Shkia is 15 to 16, whatever minutes before, so you figure out what the Zman is, but it's a half hour before Shkia. So if it's a half hour before Shkia, you're going to end up with your shir. The bottom line is that you see from the Chayyadam that there's an idea of starting of Tois for Shabbos happening by itself and happening earlier, and that would be another svara why maybe a person should start Shabbos earlier. But another thing you see in this Chayyadam, and we'll come full circle and maybe pick it up with a part three. And another thing that you see from all this is that Tois for Shabbos, even though the Poiskim, Shabur brings it, Naid Behuda, the Balatanya Shulchan Aruch Rav said there's two ways to be Mekabel in early Shabbos. Tois for Shabbos, V'nisim Esnaf Shesecha V'tisha L'Chodesh. It's something that you have an obligation to do. It's a mitzvah's essay. But even though you have this mitzvah, there's two ways to do it. Either you make a Kabbalah B'dvarim and maybe even B'Lev, or another way to do this is by going and davening Ma'ariv. But the truth is, that's just if you want to do it earlier. But there's a certain Zman where Tois for Shabbos happens by itself. That's Mefurish in the Chayyadam. And it's hard to think of with this Chayyadam. It's Mefurish in Chayyadam. So the Chayyadam says there is a Zman that it happens by itself. Now what's that shir? So the Chayyadam's a little ambiguous. He said, Chatzi Shah Koidim Alayla. What exactly that means. But Chatzi Shir Koidim Alayla. That's what the Chayyadam said. Rav Moshe held that the shir of Tois for Shabbos is only 2 minutes. But Al Koponim, let's go with Rav Moshe's shir. Then Rav Moshe said that Tois for Shabbos is 2 minutes. But 2 minutes, Tois for Shabbos happens by itself. So we started off with a question, which is really the question we ended off with yesterday. And that is a mitzvah saseh dayreis of Tois for Shabbos going to all the Rishonim with the exception of the Rambam. So if there's a mitzvah called Tois for Shabbos, so l'chayre, how are we making the mitzvah of Tois for Shabbos? Tois for Shabbos requires a Kabbalah. Either Kabbalah with Dvarim or Belev. Or you have to say Baruch Hu, it's Hashem HaMavayrach, or Miz Mishaliyem HaShabbos, or l'chadoidi, or something. There has to be some tefillah of Shabbos in order to be Mekabel Shabbos, or a Kabbalah at the very least. What are you doing? So l'chayre, if you don't make an early Shabbos, you would never mekayim the mitzvah of Tois for Shabbos. The Teretz is a Tois for Shabbos that happens by itself. And if there's a Tois for Shabbos that happens by itself, that's where you mekayim Tois for Shabbos. However, this kula of the Chayyadam is really a chumrah. It's really a big time kula. It's really a major chumrah. It's really a major chumrah. And that is because at the end of the day, what you end up with over here is that at the end of the day, you have a... Because that means Shabbos really starts earlier. So people are accustomed to thinking that a woman lights candles 18 minutes before Shkia. So now you have 18 minutes, right? You start 18 minutes before Shkia, then you have your 18 minutes, and then all of a sudden it's light. It's not true. A man doesn't have 18 minutes. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva said 18 minutes. I'm not sure where this comes from. But Rav Moshe said in the Tshuva 18 minutes. But Rav Moshe was clearly talking about a place where the minute was like candles 20 minutes before. So he said, you have 18 minutes because you have 2 minutes of Tois for Shabbos. So the 18 minutes, that's the minute Noshim. That's not something you have to worry about. That's where the 18 minutes comes from. I think. I don't know. But to have a full 18 minutes in Shdemis, you don't have 18 minutes until Shkia. Because the Chayyadim says Mefurish, that there's a Tois for Shabbos that happens by itself. Rav Moshe's shir was 2 minutes. So does a man have extra time? Yeah, perhaps he has extra time. How much time? maybe 16 minutes, but not 18 minutes. I think 18 minutes is already a stretch. Either way, we'll stop here, but just a little bit of a toyanel of understanding the way Tosfos Shabbos works, understanding a little bit Bein Hashmashes, understanding Laila, specifically the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and the Shita of the Geoinim, Oyd Chazoin Lamayid. Metz Hashem, we'll do a part 3.